As cars approach the intersection of Broadway and Stewart, a small boy waits for customers. Wearing a fall jacket to guard against the chilly weather, he sits behind an overturned box decorated with a colorful sign. On the ground next to him, a pitcher of ice-cold lemonade. I drop in the day after the lemonade stand's grand opening. It's cold and cloudy, so business is slow. When it was sunny the day before, they made $48. Talking to the boys, I notice something a little strange about the way brothers Jordan and Jacob and their friends, Fook and Vladimir, run the stand. It comes through when they bicker over how many cups of lemonade they're allowed to drink on the job.
Until we close, you get one at the starting, one in the middle, and one at the end.
Or when Jacob, age 5, tells me what he likes best about guarding the cash box.
Because I can have my break whenever I want.
Though their product is simple, the boys are all business. Still, they get excited over a sale, just like you'd expect of any kid. Fook waves their sign in the air as a customer approaches.
They're coming!
I know. The man hands the boys a crisp $5 bill.
There you go, keep the change.
You don't even need any?
No. Go ahead and put it towards your program or whatever you're doing. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
This man raises a good point. Just what program is this lemonade stand funding? 9-year-old Jordan, who's the boss here, answers that question.
Me and my brother, Vladimir, and my friend Fook, we're all going to split the money, and me and my brother are going to be trying to save up money to get an Android tablet.
An Android tablet?
Because it's just like an iPad, and it's smaller and cheaper.
How much cheaper is it than an iPad?
iPads are like $500, and Android tablets are $89.99.
Jordan and Jacob want the Android for games and music, Justin Bieber, mostly. Though they'd get to $89.99 faster if they didn't have to share their profit with their friends, the brothers realize that more help equals more money overall. Fook and Vladimir take turns scouting for cars on a bike. They herd them up the block to the stand, where Jacob guards their cash register, a lunchbox that has Lightning McQueen of the Pixar movie Cars plastered on it. The boys want to see that box fill up. Fresh squeezed lemonade just isn't profitable in a town where lemons are $2 apiece. To keep costs low, they're sticking to Country Time lemonade powder and water and selling each cup for 75 cents. Jordan and Jacob's mom is their angel investor. She paid for their cups and their first two canisters of lemonade mix, and she gave them a $10 loan so they could make change.
My mom says she better get an iPad or an Android tablet before me, but she's probably not going to get it before me.
Their mom, Jessica Tivoli, stops at the stand on her way to the supermarket to check on the boys. We chat for a while about the lessons she hoped the kids would learn in business, namely that if they want something, they have to earn the money to pay for it themselves. Before she leaves, Jordan stops his mom and asks her to buy him gummies at the store. She agrees.
But it comes out of your money, so out of what you make, I take what it costs.
No.
Well,
out of everyone's.
No. If you want gummies, you pay for gummies.
Fine, give me a gummies.
Okay.
No, wait. Actually, don't you dare, because we have some at home.
Jordan runs up the hill to his parents' house. Jacob and Vladimir set more cups of lemonade out at the stand and wait for Jordan to return. He comes back, clutching a Pop-Tart. While he was up there, he tells me he tried to get a long-range business forecast.
Asked my magic 8-ball if we'll get more money from the lemonade stand, and it said, ask later.
Hey, get some lemonade!
If the stand does well this summer, Jordan says he might open it again next year. But like most businesses operating in this economy, the lemonade stand would probably downsize. Jordan says he would only rehire himself, his brother Jacob, and his best employee, Vladimir. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.